Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verse 12 to 23, and chapter 34, verse 5 to 8.
今日嘅经文系嚟自出埃及记嘅33章12至23节，同埋34章5到8节。
We'll read it responsively in English first and then in Cantonese.
我哋用回应嘅方式，先用英文读，再用广东话读。
Verse 12. Moses said to the Lord, "See, you say to me, 'Bring up this people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, 'I know you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight.'" Now, therefore, and he said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, and I your people? Is it not in your going with us, so that we are distinct, and I your people, from every other people on the face of the earth? Moses said, "Please show me your glory." But he said, "You cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live." And while my glory passes by, I will put you in a cliff of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. The Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. Keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiven iniquity and transgressions and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the equity of the father on the children and the children's children, to the third and the fourth generation."
Verse 12. 你吩咐我说，将这百姓领上去，却没有叫我知道你要打发谁与我同去，只说我按你的名认识你，你在我眼前也蒙了恩。 耶和华说：我必亲自和你同去，使你得安息。人在何事上得以知道我和你的百姓在你眼前蒙恩呢？岂不是因你们与我们同去，使我和你的百姓与地上的万民有分别么？ 摩西说：求你显出你的荣耀给我看。又说：你不能看见我的面，因为人见我的面不能存活。 我的荣耀经过的时候，我必将你放在磐石穴中，用我的手遮掩你，等我过去。耶和华在云中降临，和摩西一同站在那里，宣告耶和华的名。为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。万不以有罪的为无罪，必追究他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。
May God bless the reading of His word.
愿神祝福读嘅同埋听佢嘅话语嘅人。
Today's sermon is by Pastor Wilson, and the title is Moses' Prayer of Spirituality, Part Two.
今日程牧师想讲题目《摩西为灵性的祈祷》第二部分。
If you were with us last time, you know that when you experience beautiful music, or beautiful stars, or a beautiful ocean, or a beautiful sight, there's a rest.Inflicted on your soul.
如果你上次同我哋一齐嘅时候，我哋都讲过啦。当你喺一个咁好美丽嘅景观嘅面前，譬如系一个星海嘅里边，或者海洋里边，或者系山岭之间，我哋睇到我哋，当我哋睇到呢啲嘢嘅时候，我哋灵里边都有一个平安。
And this rest leads to a sense of belonging.
呢个安息，呢个平安系因为我哋系觉得我哋自己系属于一啲嘢。
And what that means is you find purpose.You find meaning in your living, in your existence.
意思就係話喺你嘅，你知道你嘅存在係一個價值，有一個意義喺裏邊。
And this peace pushes you out, not inward, pushes you out towards others.
讓你嘅心靈，你都向走出去，向住其他人。
It makes you a better, more complete human being.
讓你變一個更加好、更加完全嘅人。
You no longer think that the world revolves around you.
我哋唔会再谂呢个世界好似围住我哋转。
You now see that a servant's heart has been given to you, and that you can give more than you receive.
由你知道呢个服侍人嘅心就俾咗你，以致你可以去服侍其他人。
Now Moses in the Old Testament knew that.
喺旧约里边，我哋头先睇过摩西亦都睇到呢样嘢。
For this scene that you've just read.Before you in Exodus 33:34 is part of a narrative.
咁我头先睇嘅出埃及记33章至到34章就系形容到摩西遇见嘅呢件事情。
He suddenly realized that there's something about this gazing upon excellence, this looking upon beauty.
就系话佢睇到呢样咁美好嘅嘢，咁美丽嘅嘢。
And of course, it can happen as we've just mentioned in the created order.
同样嘅，我哋睇到。創造受造之物嘅時候，我哋都可能會有一個經歷。
Right, last time I mentioned, if you haven't been to Acadia National Park in Maine, off the coast of Maine, you're missing some beauty.
或者你去過，我上次提過，你去到緬恩州呢個阿卡迪亞嘅國家公園嘅時候，你睇到咁美麗嘅環境。
But there's so many things that get our attention, like diamonds, mountains, stars, the beauty of.God's creation.
有咗好靓嘅钻石，一个山岭或者天上嘅星星，俾神俾我哋睇到咁美好嘅嘢。
And so, with that being said, what would it be like to see absolute beauty, which God is, who is behind all beauty?
但如果假使我哋睇到呢个绝对嗰个美丽，就系话呢个创造嘅神，佢创造呢啲咁美好嘅嘢嘅时候，我哋睇到呢个神会系点样嘅咧
？See, the Bible makes clear in.Like Genesis 1:31, that everything else is a dim reflection of the beauty of the living God.
圣经其他地方都讲到话呢啲嘢都系只不过系神嘅美丽嘅一个反应。
So what would it be like to actually have an overwhelming meaningfulness inflicted on the soul permanently?
如果你生命里边有一个完全咁大嘅一个生命嘅意义。在你的生命里面反映出来的时候会是怎样的
Well, Moses found out that's what happens when one sees the beauty of God for who God is by faith.
摩西就是藉着他的信心看到神那个这么绝对的美好的时候是这样发生。
And I hope you notice that in the text in verse 18 of Exodus 33, if Teddy, if you don't mind, if you could shine it up one more time, that's what I want, Moses says, show me. He's saying it to God, show me your glory.
在刚才看的第33章第18节，他们 摩西就是求神给他看到他的荣耀。
And God gives a perplexing answer. On one hand, it's simple, right? What does he say in verse 19? No.
但神说什么呢？神在第19节他说不行。
Yet God qualifies that no.
但神呢，告诉你为什么不行。
It's not a full stop no.
但神不是说就这样不行。
I hope you realize what Moses is bringing before us today.
我希望你看到摩西带给我们看到的什么信息。
We now realize in the New Testament age that it's only in the face of God that the deepest longings of the human soul can be fulfilled.
在这个新约的时代，我们看到说只要在神的面前，我们才可以满足到我们生命里面最所渴求的东西。
That means it's actually seeing the face of God looking at us in his love.
就是要我们看到神的面，去在他的爱里面去看着我们。
See, Christians slowly realize that the only set of eyes in the world that really matter is God's gaze in his love upon us.
我们基督徒都知道在世界上面，我们唯一觉得要需要去用爱看着我们的就是神的眼睛。
And that's the beauty we're all looking for. Every single one of us, we're looking for that in life.
我们生命里面所寻求那种美好的东西就是这样。
It's because when we know we cosmically, eternally matter, then we're complete.
因为我们知道我们只要我们、知道自己是重要的时候，我们才觉得完全。
That means we have significance. I know my purpose in life, in my living, because of his desire, that is God's desire, to relate to us.
我们知道为什么重要，我们知道为什么生命有意义，就是说当我们知道神是希望跟我们有这个关系。
I hope you see that in the text. The face of God turned toward us in love.
神的面在爱里面转向我们。
That means we know personally what, how we matter to God.
就是说在个人层面上面，我们知道我们在神里面是多重要。
And if we matter to God, we matter eternally.
如果我们知道我们在神里面是重要的时候，我们知道我们的永恒里面都是重要。
And that is what we all are looking for.
这个就是我们一直在找的。
That's the thing we most need to have.
我们是最需要这一样东
西。 It's that assurance that's inflicted deep on our souls.
这个确据是在我们的灵里面是深深印落下来。
But here's the dilemma. The one thing we most need in the whole world, God says,is the one thing we can't have.
但是那个问题就在这里，就是说我们生命上面，在世界上面最需要的那样东西，神说你不可以有。
And we know that from an earlier section of the Bible in Exodus 33, verses 3 to 5, which we didn't read.
因为我们在33章的3至5节去看到，上一次我们看过了。
And I also mentioned this last time. He says there in Exodus 33 to 5, I'm paraphrasing here just for the sake of time, you, addressing to Israel, you are a stiff-necked people, and I might destroy you on the way to the promised land.
我上次看过3至5节，咁佢大概意思就是说你啲硬颈嘅人，硬着颈项嘅人，恐怕我喺路上面咧将你哋灭绝。
Now that's a very strange way to put things, isn't it?
这个叙事是很奇怪的，你觉得？
Of course, he's God, right?
没错，他是神。
Doesn't he know? Doesn't he know he's God? He's all known. Doesn't he know he's going, if he's going to destroy us or not?
难道他不知道说他会不会去毁灭我们吗？
So what does he mean when he says that in Exodus 33 verses 3 to 5?
咁佢头先所讲嘅三至到五节究竟讲乜嘢咧？佢话恐怕系咩意思咧
？He's saying I might destroy you。
佢话恐怕我喺路上边将你哋灭绝系咩意思咧
？Well, it's a metaphor, an analogy。
系一个比喻嘅意思。
You know, God is getting across a point。
佢系要去带出一个意思。
And the point is this: there's an incompatibility of nature between God and us。
佢想帶出嘅意思就係話喺呢個本質上邊，人同埋神係唔能夠相容嘅。
Let me put it before you with example.
我讓我俾一個例子你。
Fire and water together.
就係火同埋水一齊。
There is an example of an incompatibility of nature.
呢個就喺呢個本質上邊，佢哋特質上邊係唔能夠相容。
They can't live together. They don't mix.
佢哋唔能夠去混埋一齊。
One has to consume the other. Of course, the bigger one consumes the smaller one.
嗰個大啲嘅就會去消滅一個細啲嘅。
If you have a little bit of fire into contact with a deluge of water, what happens?
如果你有一少少嘅火喺一個好大盆水嘅裏邊，會咩發生咧
？Obviously, the fire goes out, right?
當然呢個火就會熄滅啦。
You know, if I lit a match, a little stick match, and then I pour a bucket over that match, there's no contest, right? The water wins.
好似去點咗一支嘅火柴，然後倒一桶水落個火柴度，咁個火柴梗係會熄咗啦個火。
On the other hand, if there's a huge forest fire and you just throw a bucket of water over that huge forest fire, of course the fire wins. The water evaporates.
相反嘅，如果一個森林嘅大火，你只係倒一桶好細嘅水落啲火嗰度，咁呢個水咧好快就會蒸發，呢個火就贏咗啦。
That there's an incompatibility right there in nature.
就係話佢哋嘅本質上邊唔能夠相容。
And so, in a similar way, by analogy, if you bring an infinite, majestic, holy God, perfect, into contact with creatures like us, who are finite, imperfect, sinful, it can't mix, right?
就好似神，一個無限嘅神，一個聖潔嘅神，你將佢同擺喺一個人，一個受造之物，有罪嘅人，佢哋當然唔能夠去喺埋一齊。
There's an incompatibility.
係唔能夠相容。
And God says, you can't live without me, but I can't be near you.
神話你唔可以離開我而存活，但係我亦都唔可以就近你。
And thus he says in Exodus 33:3-5, I might destroy you.
所以佢話恐怕我會去滅絕你。
Do you see the dilemma we have?
睇到我哋嗰個兩難啊。
Do you see the incompatibility, just like fire and water?
就好似火同水唔能够相容一样。
The one thing in the world we most need is the one thing in the world we can't have.
我哋世界上唯一需要嘅嘢系嗰样嘢，我哋唔能够有嘅。
Well, Wilson, is that it? Is that all you have?
佢话牧师系咪就系咁咧
？Is there any hope for us who are sinful or imperfect people to draw near the holiness of God?
咁我哋呢啲有罪嘅人系咪就系冇可能去靠近嗰位圣洁嘅神咧？
Well, look at the text. If God said to Moses, you can't see my face, and no one ever will, what's next?
咁你睇翻圣经，当神话你唔能够，当神对摩西话你唔够见到我面，世界上亦都唔能够有人见到我面，咁跟住有咩事咧
？I think if that was it, God would say no and leave, right?
咁我可能谂，哦，神就喺嗰度停咗，跟住神就离开啦。
Instead, did you notice in the text that we just read?Did you notice what happened? Instead, God does a little, this very strange little ritual, right? Which is a foreshadowing of the blessed hope that we all have for the future.
但我哋睇到经文跟住落嚟嘅描述，就系讲到我哋将来有所有嘅盼望嘅一个预示。
Let me summarize it for you. This is what God says to Moses. I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
神喺嗰度就话摩西，我讲你听，我要做啲乜嘢。
Moses, I can't show you my full glory. You can't take it. You're going to die.
神对摩西嘅话，我唔可以将我荣耀去俾你睇到，因为当你睇到嘅时候，你就会死噶啦。
But I won't just say no. I'll qualify that.
我唔会就系咁话唔可以，我会做一啲嘢。
I'm going to put you in a cleft of this rock.
我要将你放喺呢个石嘅罅嘅里边。
And I'm going to put my hand over you.
然后我将我嘅手去遮住你。
And then I'll have just have.My back parts of my glory pass by you.
然后我当我经过嘅时候，我只会俾你睇到我荣耀嘅背面。
In other words, you just see the outskirts of me, Moses.
你只系睇到我个背脊啫。
It's like seeing my slip only.
只系睇到个少少。
In other words, you're only going to see my back parts of my glory.
就我荣耀嘅背。
I'll protect you.
我会保护你。
So that you're not destroyed.By my holiness,
以致你唔会被我嘅圣洁去毁灭。
Why?
点解
There's a little interesting but crucial change in the way in which God speaks here.
咁神喺呢度讲说话有少少嘅转变，系好得意嘅。
Remember verse 18, Exodus 33. Moses says, "Show me your glory, God."
记唔记得喺摩西去求嘅时候话求第十八节，佢话求你显出你嘅荣耀俾我睇。
Teddy, if you could shine up verse 19, because this is, I hope you see this. God, this is God's reply. Verse 19. Again, you could see it up here, but I'll paraphrase it for you. You can't, but I'll show you the back parts of my what? Does he say glory? What does he say in the text? Goodness.
在第十九节神怎样回应呢？神说你不可以看，但是你可以看到我的背，什么背呢？就是说个恩慈。
He doesn't say my glory, he says my goodness.
他不是说荣耀，他是说恩慈。
He says, I'll have the back parts of my goodness pass by you.
我会让我的恩慈的背去经过你。
What's that?
是什么来的？
Well, he's trying to say, to see my glory is to see my goodness.
他是说就是说你要看到我的荣耀，就是看我的恩慈。
And then, in the following chapter, Exodus 34, again, we only read a little clip of it, verses 5 to 8, in verses 6 to 7 of Exodus 34, God shows up!
然后跟着看下去34章第6至到第7节的时候，神就显现了。
And that little ritual occurs, right? All the goodness starts to pass in front of Moses, or at least the back part of it, right?
然后神在摩西的面前去经过。
And look at what God does in these verses.
神在经文里面怎么讲呢？
There is the glory, the goodness of God put into verbal form.
就是神的荣耀，神的美善在这个字里面去显出来。
Teddy, again, if you could show up, shine up verses 6 and 7 of Exodus 34.
34章的6至7节。
Again, I'll paraphrase it here for you. God says, I am God who am infinitely compassionate, infinitely gracious. I forgive wickedness, yet, or in the ESV says, but, in conjunction, yet I will never let sin go unpunished.
他说耶和华他有无限的怜悯和恩慈，他不会去轻易的发怒，还有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，但是我不会万不以有罪的为无罪。
See, in our minds, that's a contradiction.
在我们心里面想是一个相反的。
God saying, I'm infinite loving, I want to pardon everyone.
他说我是有无限的慈爱，我会去赦免罪。
But God says, he continues, I'm also infinitely just, and I can never, ever let sin go unpunished.
但同时间神说我是也都是绝对的公义，我不会让一些有罪的人变为无罪。
See, it seems like a contradiction, but it isn't. It's a tension.
这个不是互相矛盾，而是这个是中间有一个张力在里面。
And it can only be understood in terms of what God himself has declared.
我们只可以去明白神去宣讲的。
And what does he do? He declares in verse 19, This is all my goodness.
神说这个就是我的恩慈。
I have this on slide 2. Why is it that God can't ever let sin go unpunished?
那为什么神不能够让罪是不惩罚罪呢？
It's because he's too good in the sense of being just.
因为他是一个绝对公义的神。
Why can God never let anybody be lost?
为什么神不会让人去失丧呢？
Because he doesn't want anybody lost, because he's too good in the sense of being loving, right?
因为他太爱人，不会让人去失丧。
But we human beings have a tough time wrestling with both of those truths.
但在这两项的真理里面，我们当中要去挣扎。
We think either God's going to be perfectly just, that means he's not going to save everybody, or he's going to be perfectly loving.
我们会想神一是就是绝对公义，他不会拯救任何人，又或者他是绝对的慈爱，他不会去惩罚人。
But then if he's perfectly loving, he's not going to save, he's not going to be able to punish everybody.
因为他绝对爱人的时候，他不能够惩罚人。
And so we conclude, well, God can be only kind of good in the sense of being just, or he can be kind of good in the sense of being loving.
那我们只可以，我会想就是说，可能他不是绝对的公义，或者是他不是绝对的爱呢？
See, in our limited understanding, it's one or the other. It can't be all good.
我们去想的就是说，他只可以其中一方面，他不可以两边都是的。
And there's our problem.
这个就是我们的问题。
we can't be infinite. He can't be. We think God can't be infinitely just and infinitely loving.
因为我哋谂神冇可能又系绝对嘅公义、绝对嘅慈爱。同时间
points our attention to this. Yes, that's my goodness. That's my goodness.
但神将我哋嘅注意力就系放喺度，神话呢个就系我嘅恩慈。
That's my glory. That's my beauty. I'm infinitely just and loving.
神话我就系绝对嘅公义、绝对嘅慈爱。
And Moses heard this.
摩西听到，
and just like you and I, when we first hear that, we kind of scratch our head and say, "What's he saying?"
当我哋睇嘅时候，我哋都会拗下头，究竟佢讲乜嘢咧？
And if the Bible ended here in Exodus 34, we'd be all wondering about that.
咁如果呢个圣经经文就喺34章呢度完结嘅话咧，我哋就唔系好明啦，会。
Because we want justice, right? Have you ever been on the end of an injustice?
我哋冇错系会。渴望公义，你有冇试过系被不公义嘅对待咧
？It's a horrible feeling, isn't it？
系会觉得好唔开心，系一个好好悲惨嘅事。
We want justice.
我哋想公义，
yep,
我哋要公义。
Infinitely, we want a God infinitely loving too, because we're guilty before Him.
但系同时间，我哋都希望神系一个慈爱嘅神，因为我哋喺佢嘅面前系有罪嘅。
Because none of us loves God wholeheartedly, or loving our neighbor as ourself.
因为我哋冇人系全心全意爱神，又或者爱邻舍，好似爱自己一样。
And so Moses in Exodus 34:8, as he worships God, it says there, he implies. What does he imply there as he worships God?
咁喺34章第八节，当摩西去敬拜神嘅时候，摩西讲嘅乜嘢咧
？Lord, I don't see how you could be infinitely just and infinitely loving, but I'll accept what you say, and I'm going to bow and worship.
摩西就好似话，我唔系好明白你点解可以系完全嘅公义，又系完全嘅慈爱，但系我会接受你所讲嘅嘢。我只可以做嘅就系低头去向你去敬拜。
That's what God is saying. My back parts, God. Moses only saw his back parts.
神就话摩西只可以睇到神嘅背。
I have this on slide 3. He sees in general.That God is all goodness, infinitely just and infinitely loving, but he doesn't see how that could be.
摩西只不过佢要概略嘅去认识到神系完全嘅公义，但系同时间完全嘅慈爱。但系摩西睇唔到神点解可以系咁样。
Do you see what God is doing? He only reveals back parts to Moses.
神只系将嗰个背去俾摩西睇到。
But even with that limited exposure to God.That was enough for Moses to have the greatest worship experience he ever had.
纵使摩西只系睇到神嘅背脊嘅背后一少少，但系已经足使到摩西要完全嘅去敬拜神。
But you know, we in the New Testament age have it all the greater, right?
但我哋而家喺一个新约嘅时代，我哋就认识到更多啦。
Moses only saw the back parts of the goodness, the glory of God.
摩西只系睇到神嘅荣耀嘅背。
But do you know what?Gospel John, the author, John, and in the Gospel John 1 has the audacity to say.
但约翰喺约翰福音第一章嘅里边，佢讲乜嘢咧？
He says to us in John 1:14, Jesus the Christ became flesh and tabernacled. That's the actual original word. It says dwelt in most translations, but it really means tabernacled amongst us.
咁喺约翰福音第一章十四节，佢话耶稣基督呢个道成为咗肉身。住喺我哋嘅中间，个原文就好似一个帐幕喺人嘅当中。
See John in the first century is addressing mainly people of Jewish heritage.
约翰所讲嘅对象就系咧有犹太人传统嘅人。
And so when John 1:14, when John says Jesus tabernacled amongst us, his audience is startled because they know the story. They know Moses. They know Exodus 33 by heart.
所以当约翰他说这个道好像一个帐幕在人的中间的时候，他的听众一听就知道了，因为他们知道摩西的故事。
This is on slide 4. I have John 1:14 there. The word became flesh and dwelt tabernacled amongst us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
他说道成了肉身住在我们的中间，充充满满有恩典有真理，我们都见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
We beheld his glory，
我们仰望去看着他的荣光。
And John is saying that through Jesus Christ we can see the glory, the beauty of God that Moses wasn't allowed to see。
就是藉着耶稣基督，我们能够看到神的荣耀，那个荣美是摩西不能够看到的。
We can see right in， Moses could only see the back parts。
摩西只是看到神的荣耀的背，但我们可以直接去仰望。
And that's why we ought to be even more impacted by this life-shaping, life-changing view of the beauty and glory of God。
所以神的荣耀和荣美应该更加能够去改变我们，给我们有一个这么大的冲击。
But look what Moses accomplished with only the back parts。
但你看看摩西只看到神的背的时候，他可以做到什么呢？
Moses led the people of God to the promised land, though Moses didn't enter himself.
他能够去带领以色列人离开埃及。
How much more can we do then, knowing the full, seeing the full glory of God in Christ?
而我们是能够藉着耶稣基督得到神的荣耀荣美，直接看到的时候，我们做到的是更加多。
How could God be infinitely just and punish all sin and infinitely loving and forgive and pardon us?
神怎可以是绝对的公义，但又能够赦免罪，同埋完全的爱去赦免我们的罪？
Well, on the cross, what happened to Jesus?
就在十字架上边，耶稣基督有咩事发生？
What do the Gospels tell us?
这个福音讲俾我哋听乜嘢咧？
What were the last words of Jesus on the cross?
耶稣基督在十字架上边最后所讲的说话是乜嘢咧？
Of course, he's crying out to God the Father, right, in agony.
佢喺呢个绝望里边去向神去呼喊。
And Jesus says in the Gospels, my God, why have you forsaken me?
他说我的神，为什么你离弃我呢？
You know what Jesus is saying?
耶稣讲什么？
God the Father is ignoring me.
他说这个父神已经不再 去看着他了，要去丢弃他。
He has forsaken me. He's turned his face away from me.
他将他的脸从耶稣基督的面前去转离。
Do you realize what's happening there?
你有没有看到是什么事发生呢？
On the cross, Jesus Christ got the cosmic nightmare that every one of us has.
耶稣基督在十字架上所面对的就是我们每一个人要面对的那个噩梦。
You know what the greatest nightmare is? You don't matter.
最大的噩梦就是什么呢？你就是说你是不重要的。
When people give you the silent treatment, when people ignore you and say, you don't matter.
当人去忽略你、忽视你的时候，说你是不重要的时候。
That's horrible. It's a horrible feeling.
这个是一个很差的感觉。
Right? You don't matter. We don't need you here.
他说我们不需要你，你不重要。
Here's the envelope on your desk. We don't need you here.
我给个大信封你，你走吧，我们不需要你。
How do you feel when that happens?
当这样发生的时候，你觉得怎样？
Jesus is forsaken. Forsaken.
耶稣基督是被离弃。
He didn't matter. God turned away from him.
神去转念离开他，他说耶稣基督不重要。
And he got what you and I deserve.
耶稣基督所承受的就是我们每一个人配得要承受的。
And what's that? Losing the face of God.
就是说失去神的面容。
He got what you and I fear. Absolute insignificance.
他接受了你和我都所害怕的，就是说绝对的不重要。
Because he's cosmically ignored. He's not just ignored by a few human beings. Cosmically ignored.
他不是只是被几个人去藐视去离弃，而是被神一个绝对的神去离弃。
That's why in a sense Jesus went to hell.
这个就是说耶稣基督去入到这个地狱的意思。
Because you know what hell is?
地狱是什么呢？
You don't want God, God will give you over to what you want. You don't want God, so you won't have God.
他说你不要神的时候，神就将你去交给你所想要的。
But here's the problem with that. God, as we've just seen in the text, is goodness.
但经文给我们看到神是这个恩慈。
Why wouldn't you want goodness?
为什么你不想有恩慈呢？
So why did he go to the cursed cross?
为什么耶稣基督去到这个即被咒诅的十架上面呢？
So you and I could matter eternally.
就是说以致你和我在永恒里面我们变得重要。
You and I because of our sins are forgiven by faith in Christ's person and work.
因为我们你和我都是犯罪，我们只是在耶稣基督的里面去得到赦免。
And now you can by faith in Christ, look straight into the face of God.
在耶稣基督里面, 我们藉着信心,
Do you know what that means?
是什么意思呢?
If Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, that's how God can be infinitely just.
耶稣基督死在十字架上面,
It's because justice is served. Sin's punishment is paid for.
因为这个公义已经得到实行,
But at the same time, God can be infinitely loving there.
同时间,
because Jesus took what we deserve on the cross. He was innocent.
因为耶稣基督在十字架上已经担当了我们要付的代价, 他是无辜的。
God perfectly, we didn't.
耶稣基督完全的顺服神而我们是没有,
Yet he dies in our place to pay our sin penalty.
他取代了我们的位置,
and that's ultimate beauty. We see that in the person and work of Christ.
这个绝对的美丽我们在耶稣基督身上是看到。
You know, let me ask you this. If you don't believe in the gospel of Jesus, you might believe in a God who loves everybody, no matter what.
如果你不去相信福音书里面所讲的耶稣基督的时候，你可能只是一个慈爱的神去爱所有的人。
But is that really beautiful?
但这个是不是真的这么美丽呢?
No.
不是的。
Does that really move you to tears? Jesus loves everybody? No.
是不是真的能够感动你呢? 不能够。
Does that truth grab hold of you?
是不是能够去捉住你呢? 不能够。
No.
不得。
It's just there, right?
这个就是耶稣，就是只是讲，好似一个神就咁爱啫。
Because if God is just love, that's not all good, right?
如果神只是爱嘅时候，并唔系咁好。
He has to be just and loving.
佢同样嘅系要公义。
And that's what we want, right? We don't want injustices. You know, if you've been on the end of Prejudice, you know how unjust that is.
我哋同时间都想有公义，因为你知道，当你系未唔公义嘅对待嘅时候，你知道系点样。
If you've been treated unfairly at work, you know how hurtful that is.
如果你喺工作上边系被不公平嘅对待，你知道系几咁伤害你。
Yet we're guilty. We're guilty before God. We have ignored God. We don't want God to control our lives.
但系我哋喺神面前亦都系有罪嘅，因为我哋去。 离弃神,
All of us are guilty. We push him away, right?
And
none of us loves our neighbor as ourselves, right? So you can have a God that's all just and not love, or all love not just, but we don't want that.
爱的神或者只是完全公义的神，但是我们要两边都有。
Because if you eliminate the love, you know what's going to happen? You're going to have to be really, really, really good all the time.
因为如果你只是不想要一个有爱的神的时候，你就要时常的都要做得好好才行。
You're going to have to really try it hard to follow God.
你要尽你最大的努力去跟随神。
Earn your way to heaven.
要去为了 进入天国，你要去做好多好多嘅嘢。
If you're doing that, is that beautiful?
如果你咁样做嘅时候，系咪真系咁美好咧？
No.
唔系。
Does that move you?
系咪能够去感动你咧？
No.
唔系。
Does that change you?
系咪能够改变你咧？
Earning a way to God?
去赚得神对你嘅喜悦咧？
No.
唔得。
Only when you look into the gospel of Jesus Christ does all the goodness of God pass before you.
只可以在耶稣基督，当你望耶稣基督的时候，你看到神的恩慈在你的面前。It's
far better, far greater than what Moses experienced.
是比摩西所经历的更加好。It's
not the back parts anymore.
不再是只是看到背后的少少。That's
the beauty of God, looking at what Jesus has done for you.
就是看到神耶稣基督为你所做的。And
but right now, by the way, right now, You can actually sense that. You can sense the beauty and glory of God in the face of Christ by faith. Even though we're still sinful, even though Christ has risen and is not physically here, right?
纵使耶稣基督唔系喺有形有体嘅喺你嘅面前，纵使我哋系见唔到佢。
Seeing his beauty by faith can change you.
藉住信心睇到神嘅荣美啊，能够改变你。
It can humble you.
能够使到你谦卑。
It can bring you courage and confidence in life.
能够俾你嘅生命里边有勇气。
Here's how the Apostle Paul puts it, and it's on slide 5, 2 Corinthians 3:18.
保罗在哥林多后书的三章十八节这样讲。
Paul says, and we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
他说我们众人既然躺着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
It's happening now.
现在是发生紧。
Says Paul for the Christian.
是保罗对基督徒所讲的。
Even now, you can see more and more every day the beauty and glory of God that more than Moses ever saw.
我们每一日都可以看到神的荣美，祂的恩慈是比摩西所看到的更加多。
We know this from 1 John 3:2, dear friends, now we are children of God, talking about believers, and what we will be has not been made known, but we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him.
在约翰一书的第三章第二节，他说，亲爱的弟兄，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明。但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
For we shall see him as he is.
我们会见到他的真体。
Peter says something similar. 1 Peter 2:10, once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Again, talking about people of faith, right? Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
同样的，彼得在彼得前书第二章他这么说，他说你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，即是基督徒，从前未曾蒙怜恤，现在却蒙了怜恤。
So God in this text announces his forgiving nature just prior to giving Moses a new set of stone tablets, the Ten Commandments.
在刚才看的经文，在耶稣，在神将这个十诫颁布出来之前，他给摩西去看到。
But of course, as Moses comes down, he sees the people worshiping the golden calf.
当然摩西来到勒山下边，看到这些人呢，就去敬拜一个金牛犊。
You see, the grace of God does not do away with trusting and obeying.
他说，你要知道神的恩典一定要同信靠同埋顺服一起。
Rather, God's love and forgiveness enables you to be committed to trust and obey.
神的爱去出使我们，帮助我们去相信祂，同埋信靠祂，同埋去顺服。
You know what Christians struggle especially today with?
你知不知道今天基督徒所挣扎的是什么呢？
It's what many theologians call cheap grace.
就很多神学家所说的，就是廉价的恩典。
It's people are assuming, presume on the mercy of God.
神呢都去普遍的认为神是有怜悯的。
But that doesn't look at what the Bible says.
但他并没有看到圣经所讲的。
Trusting obeying God is a principle Christians want to do. They want to follow God because of what God has done for them.
圣经所讲的就是基督徒想去信靠和顺服，因为是为了神为他们所做的事。
You know, many people have had the experience of applying for a home loan.
很多人都去借过房屋的贷款。
And if you ever had to do that, you know the amount of paperwork is endless, right?
如果你做过的话，你知道很多的文件要去签署。
Because you got to crunch numbers, right? You got to put numbers together. Financial figures must be carefully assembled and documented, right?
你知道很多的数字要计好，无论是你的财政所有的事都要计清楚。
And that application is long, it's extensive, it's complete, right?
而这个申请的手续好像很长的申请手续做好了。
And then what happens, right? You get the experts, the actuaries that analyze that.
然后呢，银行的估算家呢就帮你计好。
And the actuary's job is very hard, right? They have to assess the bank's risk to carefully assess how you are as a client or as someone who is going to be given a loan.
因為銀行咧要計下你究竟你係咪真係能夠承受到呢個貸款，你係一個可以信得過嘅借貸人。
And they do a careful look at the calculations.
佢哋好小心嘅計清楚，同埋做一個風險嘅評估。
And when they approve, they usually approve a specific term, specific limits.
如果佢哋係即係去批准咗你嘅貸款嘅時候，通常都有好多嘅細節，好多條款。
And of course, their decision is based on your ability to pay.
佢哋嘅決定就係基於話你究竟能唔能夠有呢個能力去還款。
Much as the bank sees to understand our financial situation fully, God knows you fully.
就好似呢個銀行要好清楚你嗰個經濟嘅能力，同時間神亦都係越完全嘅去清楚你自己嘅能力，清楚你。
But what makes God's grace amazing is despite the fact that He knows you fully, He's not like that bank.
就係有啲乜嘢使到神係一個咁美好嘅神咧？就係話神冇自己個銀行咁樣，神係完全嘅去清楚你係點樣。
Because God's grace is not proportionate on your merit or how you've demonstrated potential to follow Him.
因為神嘅憐憫恩慈唔係基於你能唔能夠去跟隨佢，或者你自己嘅潛能有幾多。
No, God enlivens the spiritually dead.
因為神喺我哋嘅裏邊知道我哋係一個屬靈上邊死亡嘅人。
And raises up people who are unworthy to be saved.
去喺死亡裏邊將我哋從死亡裏邊提出嚟，縱使我哋係不配嘅。
And eventually, He's going to raise you physically dead too.
而至終神亦都喺你嘅肉身嘅死亡裏邊將你復活過嚟。
Those of you who have trusted in the personal work of Christ will be raised to be with Him forever.
嗰啲相信耶穌基督為佢哋所做嘅人咧，會被復活同耶穌基督永遠嘅一齊。
And as I said earlier, if you don't want God, then God will give you over to what you want.
但如果你係唔想要嘅神嘅時候咧，神就會將你去交俾你所想要嘅。
And who would want to be a place where there's no goodness?
誰想在一個沒有恩慈的地方?
But that's what hell is, because hell is what you want. You don't want God, you'll be there.
就是說你不要神的時候呢，你就會在地獄，那個地獄就是一個沒有恩慈的地方。
And the new heavens and new earth is without sin, right? Sin is done away with. Sin is the reason why we suffer from death, decay, decadence is our problem. It's because of us.
在这个新天新地里面不再去有罪，为什么我们有问题呢？就是因为我们自己的罪的问题。
But Jesus has conquered sin, death and hell for us. Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe, says the hymn writer. And therefore, heaven is bliss.
耶稣基督在他的罪的在这个死亡复活里面去为我们承担了他的罪，以致我们能够在这个天国里面我们看到神的荣耀。
You see, in a sense, God's grace is free, but it costs everything, right?
神的恩典是免费，但是也都是付上了最大的代价。
Because cheap grace is preaching forgiveness without requiring repentance.
因为廉价的恩典就是宣讲说神的赦免是不需要有悔改。
It's baptizing people without church discipline.
又是说去帮人施行洗礼而不会实施这个教会的吩咐。
It's taking Holy Communion without confessing your sins.
就好像去参与这个圣餐而不去承认你的罪。
Cheap grace is grace without following Christ, without discipleship.
廉价的恩典就是说不去跟随神，不去做一个门徒的训练。
And ultimately, that's grace without Jesus Christ.
这个至终这个恩典就好像没了耶稣基督一样。
Who's living, incarnate in His people.
这个耶稣基督是活在人的里面。
So don't presume on God's grace and God's mercy.
不要只是去单单就这样看说神只不过很简单一个有恩典的神。
And how is that possible not to fall into that trap?
怎样可以不会跌入这个陷阱里面呢？
Gaze on the beauty of the Christ.
就是看着耶稣基督他的荣美。
Who's offered to you freely in the Gospels.
在这个福音里面去免费的去给你。
And ask God today to teach you how to gaze if you don't know how.
如果你唔知道点样去睇耶稣基督嘅时候，你要求神帮助你。
Or ask a brother or sister of the faith, who knows?
又或者去问弟兄姊妹。
And then you'll be changed. It might be slow, but you'll be changed. From one degree of splendor to the next.
去慢慢嘅，慢慢嘅去改变。
You know, certainly God answered these prayers of Moses.
冇错，神亦都有去回应到耶啊摩西嘅祈祷。
We know from the Psalms that God showed Moses the way.
在诗篇的里面去给我们看到神去给摩西看到那个地方。
King David penned this in Psalm 103:7, he made known his ways to Moses.
在诗篇103篇他说他使摩西知道他的法则。
And the author of Exodus later in 33:14 said, as God promised to stay with Moses, the Lord replied, my presence will go with you.
又在出埃及记33章的14节他说耶和华说我必亲自和你同去使你得安息
And I will give you rest, says God.
然后神说我会给你有安息
That's what it means to see his face. God will give you rest, his presence.
看到他的面就是什么呢你看到他同你一起给你有安息
See, that's what distinguished the Israelites from everybody else.
这个就是将以色列人从其他人去分开
They didn't have a land. The Israelites didn't have the promised land. They were on their way.
当时以色列人未有他们的土地，他们只不过还在这个地方上面行来行去。
They didn't have much wealth because they were slaves to the Egyptians.
他们也都没有很丰富的财富，因为他们在埃及是为奴的。
And because of that slavery, they didn't have a culture anymore because they were under suppression of the Egyptians.
因为在这个希利人的压迫之下他们也都没有自己的文化
And certainly they weren't distinguished by their righteousness They couldn't even obey the first commandment They worshipped a golden calf
他们在里面也都没有公义因为甚至乎他第一条的诫命都不能够遵守他们去敬拜这个金牛犊这个偶像
And that amazingly was after they were freed from slavery by God miraculously
甚至乎纵使是在这个神的、大能这个奇迹里面从这个埃及人里面释放出来
The only thing that distinguished the Israelites and distinguishes us today, Christians, is God is with us.
有乜嘢将以色列人分开，或者将我哋喺今日里边去分开出嚟，就系话神同我哋一齐。
And that's the great divide. And I hope you would consider which side of the divide you're on today.
呢个就系嗰个分别。我希望你知道你今日系站喺边一边。
You know, on one side.Are those who depend on the Lord's grace for life?
在一边的就是说你的生命去信靠神，去信靠神的恩典。
And God is with them.
神是同他一起。
And what distinguishes them between anyone else in the world is knowing Christ.
就是说认识耶稣基督就是使他们同其他人去分开。
And some people have forgiveness, right? Because they know Christ.
有些人会有赦免，因为佢哋认识耶稣基督。
And some people have eternal life because they know Christ.
佢哋有永恒嘅生命，因为佢哋认识耶稣基督。
And some people have ultimate peace because they know Christ.
佢哋有最终嘅平安，因为佢哋认识耶稣。
That's really the big divide. You either know him or you don't know him.
就系话呢个嗰个分别啦，一系你认识佢，一系你唔认识佢。
But Moses falls short, right? As a mediator, he falls short.Because he didn't obey God perfectly, right?
摩西作为这个以色列人和神之间的中间人，他没有尽到他的责任，因为摩西也有犯罪。
But that's okay, because our salvation depends on the pleasure that God has on a greater mediator.
但不要紧，因为神所喜悦的就是那个最大的中保，耶稣基督。
Because if you have faith today in Jesus Christ, God delights.In the person and work of his son, he sees Jesus and Jesus' obedience. That's what you need.
就是当你相信耶稣基督的时候，耶稣神所睇嘅就系耶稣基督嘅绝对嘅顺服同埋公义，呢个就系你今日需要。
God is pleased with Jesus. That's why we trust him.
耶稣基督神话，耶稣基督使到神去喜悦，以致因为咁样，我哋先至去相信佢。
And that's the only basis where God is pleased with anyone.
神所喜悦任何人就是因为他喜悦耶稣基督
That's why you got to trust in him And you need to do that now, today
所以你今天就要去相信他
Because Jesus is the mediator between God and us.
因为耶稣基督就是我们和神之间的中保。
And he does for us what Moses did imperfectly for Israel.
耶稣基督所做的就是摩西所不能够去 成功去做到的。
Jesus does perfectly for us in faith.
耶稣基督很完美的为我们成为中保。
Let's pray.
我一起祈祷。
Father, I know in this very room there are people who know you and people who don't know you.
天父，我们知道在这里的地方有人相信你，也有人未相信你。
I pray, Lord, that in some way your word would make sense to them who don't know you.
我们祈祷为那些未相信你的人去祈祷，我们愿意你的话语对他们来讲，他们能够明白。
I know your spirit is powerful.
我们知道你的灵有大能。
So I pray that you touch the lives of many here, both of those who believe and who don't believe.
所以我们求主你去触摸那些相信你和未相信你的人的生命。
Our confidence is in you, and as you say, when your gospel is proclaimed and your spirit is present, good things can happen.
你说当你的福音去宣讲，当你的灵在这个里面的时候，美好的事情就会发生。
And so may you grow your people today.
来求主你去使你的子民去成长。
Help us not to fall into the trap of cheap grace.
叫我们不要跌入这个廉价福音的陷阱。
But help us to be willing to know of your beauty and to experience it.
叫我们愿意去认识你的美善和经历。
That will enable us to be more complete person and to have purpose in our living.
让我们以致我们是成为一个更完整完美的人。
It would enable us in some way to pick up our cross and to follow Jesus.
能够帮助我们去背向我们的十字架，跟随耶稣基督。
And so I pray, Lord, that you work mightily today in touching lives here.
我们求主你今天去触摸人的生命。
Not because I've said anything.
不是因为我所口所讲的。
Because your word says and your spirit is present.
也因为你自己的话语和你的圣灵同在。
So help us all, Lord, to humbly come under your authority.
所以主求你帮助我们谦卑的来到你的主权之下。
And live life to its fullest.
去活一个完美的生命。
But we ask that in the name of Jesus, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名义求，阿门。